This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern won a landslide victory in New Zealand's general election on Saturday, leveraging success battling COVID-19 into an unprecedented majority she said gave her a mandate for progressive reform. Ardern's center-left party took 64 seats in the 120-member parliament with 49% of the vote, after the youthful and charismatic leader steered the nation through the upheaval wrought by the global pandemic. The death toll in Iran from the coronavirus pandemic has crossed the 30,000 mark, the health ministry announced on Saturday. A ministry spokeswoman told a daily briefing that 253 more Iranians had died over the past 24 hours. The latest deaths raised the overall toll to 30,123, for the 8 months since Iran reported its first fatalities from the novel coronavirus. Tehran and four other major cities have been largely sealed off since Wednesday, and most public places in the capital, which is a city of some 9 million people, have been closed since October 3rd. Iran's total COVID-19 caseload is more than 526,000. Azerbaijan's president vowed Saturday to take revenge on Armenia after a missile strike killed 12 sleeping people in the city of Ganj. It was a dramatic escalation in the conflict over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The attack came hours after Azerbaijani forces shelled Stepanakert, the capital of the ethnic Armenian separatist region. The explosions in Ganj leveled a row of houses and left at least 40 people injured in an attack that Azerbaijan's president described as a war crime. The seemingly tit-for-tat attacks further undermine international efforts to calm a resurgence of fighting between Christian Armenians and Muslim Azerbaijanis.